crossing the Red Sea. Daddy, I wish very much to know what that cruel, wicked King Pharaoh said when he found that the children of Israel were really gone. Do you think he was sorry or glad?
No sooner had they set off, my love, than Pharaoh began to be sorry and to wish that he had not let them go. And what do you think he did?
I do not know, Daddy. Will you tell me?
He got together all his horses, his chariots, his horsemen, and went after them to bring them back, if he could, into Egypt. Now reach out your map, and I will show you where they were. Here is Egypt, and there is Canaan, or the Holy Land, whither they were going. What divides the two countries?
The Red Sea, Daddy. Was it called the Red Sea because the water was red?
No, my dear. Although it had the name of the Red Sea, the water was like other water. Well, just as the children of Israel had reached the seaside and had put up their tents that they might rest a little after their long journey, they heard a great noise, a noise of wheels and a noise of horses. They looked at each other full of alarm and fear, and soon they saw the haughty king and his soldiers and people coming after them. Then they were very much afraid, for they did not know how to get away. The Red Sea was before them, and they had no ships in which they might sail across it. On their right hand and on their left hand were high rocks, which they could not get over, and had they tried to go back the way they came, they would only have met the cruel king and his cruel soldiers and people. But just at this very moment, the great God was their friend. He is the friend of all who put their trust in him. He told Moses to stretch out his hand over the sea, and that he would then make a path for the people to go through. Moses did as God told him to do. He held up his hand, and the mighty waters parted in the middle. The waves went back on the right as well as on the left, thus leaving a safe, dry path for the children of Israel to walk in.
What, Daddy? Through the middle of the sea?
Yes, my love. The children of Israel walked through the middle of the Red Sea, as though it had been dry ground, and their cattle went with them. God, in his great mercy and goodness, took care of them, and kept them in safety.
But what became of the king and his people, Daddy?
I will tell you, my dear. They thought that they too could march safely through the sea, and they went in with their horses and their chariots and their soldiers and captains a great way, but they never came back again, for God blew with his wind. The sea dashed its great waves over their heads, the water came across their path, and while the happy Israelites had safely landed on the other side, Pharaoh and all his people were drowned in the middle of the sea. Thus God was pleased to punish this wicked king, who would not obey his commands, and who had no fear or love of God in his heart. My dear child, may we learn from this story that if God be our God, we shall be safe and happy wherever we are and whatever we are doing. And may we learn with Moses to praise his holy name and to thank him for all the blessings he is day by day pouring down upon us.